sonido penando.
Well, hello there, and welcome to episode number 12 of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is your host, Federico Castañeda, welcoming you to this episode when we talk about Noche de Mariachi. The beginning music that you just heard came from a live performance in an outdoor amphitheater at the event called Fiesta in San Antonio, Texas, and it took place in front of a large audience of about 2,000 to 3,000 people out by the San Antonio River. The mariachis were playing, and the Ballet Folklorico Estudiantil of the Independent School District of San Antonio were actually dancing here, a mixture of not only the young elementary school, but also the middle school students who were dressed in the typical traje de gala, traje de charro for the men, as well as the traje típico tapatío, that is the native dress worn by the ladies in Jalisco, especially in the capital city of Guadalajara. The reason why we're bringing you this is because we attended a special event in Austin, Texas called Noche de Mariachi. As you heard in the musical accompaniment here, the mariachis that are playing the background used to be playing the traditional sones jaliscienses. They have now grown to even bigger and better genre, playing not only classical music, but also some of the modern ballads, boleros, rancheras, and other types of music of Mexican folklore. What was particularly interesting was on the 14th of September 2008, there happened to have been an appearance by various mariachis, and the event was called Noche de Mariachi, or the Evening of Mariachis. And it had the appearance of Mariachi Los Lobos, the Pan American Ballet Folklorico, Mariachi Relámpago, with solo artist Rebecca Ramos, Mariachi Suroeste, and Mariachi Estrella. Yes, there was an appearance of the Margaritas de Texas. As I attended this particular three-hour event, it was very entertaining because this was the first time that Austin has ever had a production of various mariachis. As the program had mentioned, with photographs of each of the mariachis, the Austin Mariachi Productions, as it's called, presented the return of the Noche de Mariachi, which is going to be the only presentation during the year of the mariachi bands in Central Texas. And so the people that attended this actually saw a special invitation for the opening of Mariachi Los Lobos playing the accompaniment of La Culebra to the Pan American Ballet Folklorico. What you really saw were some of the great efforts by some wonderful mariachis, in particular the delights of the Mariachi Relámpago. They were the winners of the first mariachi competition in Austin, the Long Center's Fiesta del Mariachi competition, and Austin's first and only mariachi to win Univision's Premios a la Música Latina, that means the awards of Latin music. There was a special appearance by solo artist Rebecca Ramos, that's R-E-B-E-K-A-H. Now, reborn and ready to bring back the name of Austin's most widely known mariachi band is Mariachi Estrella, and it's under the direction of Gabriel Vasquez. And all the way from 50 miles down south from San Marcos, Texas, comes the Mariachi Suroeste, where most members are graduates from the School of Music at Texas State University. There was also an appearance of Margaritas de Texas, an all-female band of high school kids. The program was well designed. They had the Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Bowie Ibarra, who did an exceptionally good job of trying to get the people excited on an emotional state and a level where they were anxious and waiting and ready to receive the wonderful music of mariachi. The first thing was, Mariachi Estrella, under the director Gabriel Vasquez, then performed their music. They started off with some of the huapangos and ended up with some of the more lively songs, and then they were followed by the Margaritas de Texas, Lena Ortiz, the manager, and basically this was a high school performance. Girls who could not speak Spanish very well, girls who could not sing very well because sometimes they were flat on their voices, and so they committed errors, and also the liveliness really, really dipped. I don't know why they invited this group. It could be because of the fad that a lot of people are having now throughout the United States where they want all-female groups. As you know, when we interviewed Jose Hernandez, the director and the owner of the Mariachi Sol de Mexico out in California,
Jose Hernandez was the very first one in the nation to actually create a group, an all-female group. But he, as a composer, arranger, director, trainer, and director of a mariachi band, was the one that taught them the arrangements, composed the music for them, and they follow his arrangements and everything they sing. But he strives for perfection. These are mature ladies who play the musical instruments, are outstanding musicians, as well as good singers. So I don't know if Margarita Estategas was just a fad, they wanted to include it because they need an all-female band to get funding or whatever, or it could be something as simple as the political area where one or more of the members of the Margaritas happen to be related to either the producers, directors, or someone affiliated with the show. But they were the ones that stood out like a sore thumb that should not have been included in the quality of the production. The Mariachi Suroeste came in. Frank De Leon was the director. And the mariachi was very lively. They played a lot of songs. And they ended up with one of the lead singers actually performing a number from Tony Orlando called Knock Three Times, which was very popular during the 60s and 70s. Then they had, after the intermission, what is called a mariachi surprise, accompanied by the mariachi estrella. And this was a couple that actually got married on the stage. One of the female judges from the Austin area, a bilingual lady, came out, and she married the group there in person under the accompaniment of mariachi. So this is something that you've seen in the past in different television programs like Impossible, Don't Try This at Home, and other things where people get married underwater, scuba diving, they get married while they're skydiving. Well, here they got married to the accompaniment of mariachi on stage at the first annual Noche de Mariachi. And then came the surprise, the Mariachi Relámpago with Adolf Ortiz, the director. And this was one of the best performances that I had seen. They actually had a violin soloist who came out and received a standing ovation for his performance. They played the music of El Cascabel. They also were selling their CDs, which had not only El Cascabel, but Popurrí de Vicente Fernández, Puño de Tierra, Una Página Más, Ojos Traidores, La Malagueña, Renunciación, which is one of my favorites, especially from the original artist that made it popular, Javier Solís, Las Clases de Cha-Cha-Cha, Motivos, El Son de Mi Tierra. All of these are on the CD that they were selling. I picked one up. Now, they had a grand finale, too. The grand finale was introduced as the following. No performance, no espectáculo or gala event of mariachis, especially various mariachis together, would be complete unless they performed the number one most dynamic son jalisciense that's accompanied by mariachis. And this was the one written by Silvestre Vargas of the Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlán, and it's called El Son de la Negra. So they played El Son de la Negra, all of them together, and it was very, very wonderful. The dancers came out. They had several couples, some in the aisles, some in front of the audience, in front of the stage, and some in the other aisles, and they were all dancing to El Son de la Negra, and the entire mariachi ensemble, that is, the Mariachi Estrella, Margaritas de Texas, Mariachi Los Lobos, Mariachi Suroeste, and especially Mariachi Relámpago, all came together on the stage and on the wings of the stage to play El Son de la Negra. Standing ovation ended the performance, and it was one of the most dynamic representations, mainly because, number one, it's the first annual performance. I think next year is going to be a lot more structured. It's probably going to be a lot more formal. The quality is going to be much better. But here also, half of this Paramount Theater was actually filled with the relatives of the mariachi. And of course, whenever it's family, it's got to be good. The program also went ahead and said that Austin Mariachi Productions thanked Daniel Estrada of La Feria Mexican Restaurants. They're the ones that actually sponsored this. And Mr. Paul Tobar of the National Association of Development Companies for their support of this particular event, as well as the management of the Paramount Theater. And then additional appreciation was extended to the players of the Lehman High School Mariachi Los Lobos. As you can tell, they were a high school group, and the dancers were high school as well. And to Maria Vasquez and the members of the Pan American Ballet Folklorico. The producer of this event was Ron Bruce. The event coordinator was Carlos Meda. The stage manager was Patrick McDowell. And the special guests, Cindy Santoy and Luis Chan, they were the two that got married. Now, some of these groups have been around for as much as 40 years. Others are brand new. For instance, the Pan American Ballet Folklorico, all women and a couple of the men, had 24 dancers, and they range from ages 6 to 17, under the direction of Maria Ramirez since May of 2001. The Mariachi Estrella, which was the first mariachi that played, very strong, very vibrant, very lively, and a very professionally sounding mariachi, where all of them had a flair for music, a flair for playing, and a flair for singing. You see, this Mariachi Estrella was born in the 60s, and surviving the decades through the new millennium, the fourth generation of the Mariachi Estrella emerged, and it continued the tradition of being Austin's best and most prominent mariachi. And as they said, with showmanship unparalleled, the color and sound of Mexico, viva Mariachi Estrella. Rebecca Ramos actually sang two songs. She sang one song right before the Mariachi Suroeste came on, and then she actually sang Solamente Una Vez to the accompaniment of the mariachi, and she did it from a balcony at a very surprised moment in the second half of the show, which was well received by the audience, and it was a nice touch. You see, Rebecca Ramos was born and raised in Del Rio, Texas. She began singing at the age of 5, but by 13 she met her biggest challenge when the sound system failed during a performance, and it taught her a valuable lesson that her audience comes first no matter what. And with over 300 performances later, Rebecca admitted that her mother was inspirational in her younger years, but the talents and the voice of two people inspire her, Julio Iglesias and Barbra Streisand. As a matter of fact, a part of that lesson came when the mariachi Relámpago actually had their three lead singers come down to and mingle with the audience at various times, at various performances of different numbers. And in one particular number, they put down their microphones and then they harmonized at the very end, which was a beautiful touch, very much like Rebecca Ramos and what she had seen. Now, the Mariachi Suroeste was established in 1998, and it comprised of 9 musical talents. It's in Central Texas. They're the ones that are out of San Marcos, and they are the current teachers of the San Marcos Mariachi Academy, and 4 of the group's members are graduates of the Texas State University there in San Marcos. And they shared a lot of accolades, including a concert tour where in England and Scotland, of all things. The Mariachi Los Lobos began in Lehman High School in Kyle in 2004, and they placed 3rd at the Texas State Mariachi Festival. And they also had a part in creating the Round Rock Independent School District's Mariachi program, and it's under the direction of Adolf Ortiz. Now, the strongest ones of the night, Mariachi Relámpago, closed the show. Originally called Mariachi Chapala, which I knew them way back in 1988, and they were called Mariachi Chapala. They had various members. But in 1992, their name was changed to Mariachi Relámpago, which means lightning, and it was a symbol of typical Texas weather, because you never know when the thunderstorms are coming. Now, some of the musicians were graduates of Maestro Zeke Castro's Travis High School Mariachi program, and at one point, Mariachi Relámpago was part of Mariachi Estrella and carried many of the traditions in Austin and mariachi music. So they were affiliated with Mariachi Estrella, which was the 4 generations of mariachis. And they were comprised of musicians from San Antonio, Laredo, Odessa, Austin. So Mariachi Relámpago has a definite Texas sound, but yet authentic to Mexico. And the Mariachi Relámpago was honored with the award of Mejor Mariachi, that is the best mariachi, from Univision's Premios a la Música Latina, that is Univision, the Spanish International Network, the awards of Latin music. They were also the winners of Austin's first head-to-head mariachi competition called Fiesta del Mariachi, which was held at the Long Center. In short, this was an evening where, if you weren't related to the people that were dancing, it was a wonderful affair. People were excited. It was a fun evening, and it definitely showed the traditional culture of Mexico found in music and folklorico dance, where 2 of the famous dances of the Sones of Jalisco were performed. The very beginning opening, La Culebra, and then at the very end, El Son de la Negra. As we end up with the music of the mariachis, we wanted to let you know, and you'll see in the show notes, the actual cover of the program of the Noche de Mariachi. Next year in September, it will be held again, and this time I'm not going to miss it. And I may even come dressed in my own traje de gala, traje de charro, which I used to wear when I performed some 30 years ago. By the way, we'll have links to most of the mariachis in the show notes.
Now, as we play the final chords of the music, we wanted to actually take a piece from the CD of Mariachi Relámpago, which I purchased. I asked for permission of the Mariachi Relámpago if we could play a number, which is basically called El Cascabel, public domain number from the state of Veracruz, and a lot of mariachis play it, all the way from Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlán to the Mariachi Sol de México, Mariachi Camperos, and all the others, Mariachi Cobre from Tucson. However, the Mariachi Relámpago told us they would not be able to give us the permission to include it in this podcast. So what we did was we took what we had recorded live with a portable recorder during the Fiesta event in San Antonio, Texas, and we are playing for you the finale of El Son de la Negra, as played by that mariachi. As a matter of fact, there was at least one, maybe more than one mariachi playing the accompaniment to the Ballet Folklorico de Estudiantil of the Independent School District of San Antonio as they performed the number for you of El Son de la Negra. And just as was said during the event of the Noche de Mariachi, a gala event of mariachis would be incomplete without them playing El Son de la Negra. And so here for you is the final bars of El Son de la Negra, played by the mariachis, so that you can listen to the mariachi music. And we'll see you next time as we once again bring you folklorico music and dance of Mexico.